All right. Welcome, everybody, back for another week of the Distance Factor podcast. And this week, we're really excited to dive a little bit deeper into the fitting process and why it might be smart, especially if you're starting to get into golf and don't really have as much experience with getting personal fittings for your golf clubs and what advantage that might have. So we're going to dig a little bit deeper into that process, the value that it brings, and kind of how important it is to really find a set of clubs that fit you well and that feel good, because it will make a huge difference on your game, especially if you don't have fitted clubs currently in the bag. So Anna, kind of what's your insight, especially into an overview of, I know you have experience specifically going through some fitting trainings and kind of understanding it on the fitter's side, not necessarily the player's side, which, I mean, we've both been fit for clubs from the player's perspective, but on the fitter's side, I mean, what do you see from people who potentially come in with a set of clubs that they bought at a used store that don't necessarily fit them? I mean, what impact can that have on somebody's game?
Oh my gosh. Being fit for clubs, it was when I was fit, I was actually only fit for the first time, I think what it was like 4 or 5 years ago now. That was my first time getting fit, and it made a world of a difference. Okay. I initially got my first set of clubs was a box set. You know, I think it was a Wilson. I just remember it was like a light blue Wilson box set.
Oh yeah. And I had a nice set of red top flight clubs.
I mean, that's classic. That's to get started. Yep. That's what you can do. And actually with most of the brands as well, Callaway, Titleist, and Cobra, at least I know that you can get a box set as well. You know, especially if you're a junior, you're growing, there's a lot of different things happening. So I went with that at first, and I got by with it actually for the first year of high school. I was a decent golfer, but definitely I got a new set of clubs the year after my freshman year, going kind of the start of sophomore year. And that's when I got better, but I wasn't necessarily fit correctly. And actually at one point I had a girl on the team, like, why didn't you get like fit? And I was like, I don't need that. I can figure it out myself. No, I did not figure it out myself. Okay. So seeing a fitter, and most fitters nowadays, they don't even charge you fitting fees. They'll charge you whether you buy their clubs or not. So if you get fit, but you don't buy the club through them, then they'll charge you. So that's something to think about. And most clubs, I'm telling you, all the prices of the clubs are the same at most places. I'd be surprised if the prices changed between different places, because everybody's getting the same thing from whatever club that they are representing or what golf clubs that they have in the store. So being a fitter, it is very common to see people come in with, you know, 10 year plus clubs. I mean, that's what I had when I got first fit, and my clubs are 10 years old, and I just got the head shake because I knew the person. This wasn't some random person shaking their head at me and judging me. No, he knew me. And then, yeah, he got me fit pretty well. And I still have those clubs, and they've been working great for me. And I think what's important about being fit is, I mean, the clubs can be too heavy depending on your swing speed, you know, or maybe your swing speed is really fast, and then you need a heavier club to help slow you down. I mean, in long drive, that's kind of the opposite. We want a whippier shaft, but the difference with long drive and normal golf is you want that consistency. And the way to get that consistency is actually having a little bit more of a stiffer shaft, or a shaft that works for you, depending on your swing speed, so that you hit the ball straighter and not necessarily further, not that further potential energy that we do in long drive, but it's going to get you straighter, which then the overall game of golf is more like a marathon, and you have to take it step by step, and you're not trying to race to the finish and just hit the longest ball. So that's a little bit of a perspective there of when you're looking at the different sports. But getting fit, the biggest thing, Janine, hands down, because I didn't want to get fit. I'm like, oh no, whatever. People don't want to get fit because they want to work on their swing and then get fit once their swing is perfect. And I'm like, first of all, your swing's never going to be perfect. But getting fit will help you get better now, and then you'll get fit in maybe 5 years after that. It depends on how committed you are to the game. It's going to help you in your game right now. And that's the biggest thing. If it can help you now, it's going to encourage you to keep playing the sport versus if you continue to play with clubs that you're just not satisfied with, you're not hitting the best, then you're getting upset. You're not going to see the results, and then you might not play the game as well. So I don't know about you, Janine, but when you were first getting, you had your box set. And after that, did you go and just buy your own different clubs, or did you actually get fit?
Yeah, I went through that original phase of kind of piecing together a set just from maybe buying off of a used site or anything like that. So I went through that phase kind of getting a nicer set of clubs, but still they weren't necessarily the right clubs for me. But I will say, kind of going off of your point about go get fit to improve your game now and work on your swing after, it's all a process. But I will admit, even as simple as changing up your wedges or your putter, that's going to work with the swing that you have. Because in the process, when I went and got fit, I'm going to use for my putter as an example. They look at your club path and how you actually impact the golf ball with your putter. And they're going to look at it from a consistency perspective. How is the shape of the shaft or the weighting of the putter head having an impact on the consistency of you actually hitting the golf ball and putting well? So it's the same process for any club that you're going to work with. You want to find a happy spot between consistency and still getting that distance and ball trajectory that you want. But just tightening the spray of the golf ball is step number one that's going to have a huge impact on how you play a round of golf. Whether or not your swing is beautiful or whether or not your swing could be worked on quite a bit, it's going to make a huge difference on your game as a whole. And you're going to feel more confident as you play because you're going to have more confidence in the clubs doing the work that they're supposed to do instead of you having to fight against it.
No, exactly. And I mean, you can talk about normal golf fittings, or you could even talk about long drive fittings. I think each of us as long drivers, we have to figure out what club works for us. And so I know I've gone through some training, everything, but essentially we're all kind of training ourselves on what we want to see with our ball flight. Like, what is getting us that further distance when we're hitting? So I think we all kind of dabble in that. And that's kind of what got me interested in it more in learning. But one of the first questions that, like, I'll ask people as they come in, and I remember being asked myself, is what is your goal? What is your goal of this fitting? Do you want to hit it further? Do you want to be more consistent? What are you currently seeing with your clubs now that you'd like to see fixed? Like, I had one person, he kept hitting fades, and so he wanted to start hitting more draws. And so certain clubs have more draw bias versus fade bias. And I actually, going through this training, I didn't realize how much went into the structure of the clubs and how they're built a certain way and why they're built a certain way. And so I've learned that it's that center of gravity on where they're putting, especially for the driver specifically, you know, whether they're putting the center of gravity, it's closer to the face, maybe it's further back from the face, it's helping you launch the ball higher, or maybe the center of gravity is closer to the heel or the toe, or maybe it's higher up. You know, it definitely varies based on the person and their swing. And so they vary it. And that's why they have so many different models of the driver. Like for Callaway, for example, they got the triple diamond, which is their low spin option. And then they've got just the regular paradigm. And then they have, I believe it's the paradigm max.
A lot of the brands have that max version.
Everybody has the max of some sort.
It's meant for forgiveness. Yes. Where that's going to be more for somebody who doesn't consistently impact the center of the club face, but still wants to have pretty consistent results. That's what those club heads are for sure.
No, exactly. So that's, it depends on that center of gravity. And so then by fitting somebody, you're going through, you're asking them what they like, what they don't like, how their shot shape is going, but it's figuring out what's going to work for them. And then all I do is you give it to them to test. And then you, one of the first things too that I'm asking them is, do you like the look of this? As you're looking down that shaft, as you're looking at the head, do you like the look of this? So you're seeing first looks, feel everything, they're swinging it, then how they hit it. Are they liking, you know, are they getting enough launch? Are they getting enough speed? And I first start out with the shaft. I do something that they're already using so that it's similar. And then as we go on, we're adjusting based on how we're seeing their swing speed. So then that's the next step. So first you're hitting that driver head, then you're looking at the shaft, and then you're putting it all together, adjusting, you know, how you can turn, you know, the degree of your driver up or down, and then you're adjusting for them to hit the ball to the optimal spot. And then all you have to do is show the example of what they were hitting at the beginning versus at the end. And I can almost guarantee you, if your clubs are older than 5 years old, the technology has changed and it's so much better and you're going to hit it so much further. So that's what I see with fitting is build. It's meant to build up your confidence.
Absolutely. And I will admit, I have considered pretty recently going through that process again, just because I have hit a point with my swing mechanics where I feel like it's a lot different than it was when I did go get fit originally, because I'm not swinging the same driver setup as when I last got fit. And I'm not talking about long drive, of course. I'm talking about standard on-course driver. But it's because I've tinkered and found something that I feel is the consistent spot for me right now. And so even from a weighting perspective, coming from a softball background, and I've actually had a conversation with a few ex-baseball players who kind of have the same opinion, but we like a more balanced feel. We don't like as much having all that weight in the club head and really feeling the club head bear down on your swing, where some people do like that. And I have found myself still to this day enjoying the feel of a balanced golf club, where I want a little bit more weight up in that handle so the head doesn't feel as heavy. And I feel like I swing that more consistently. So just simple things like that, that you tinker with feel and output, that's all part of the process. So kind of what we were talking about earlier, you might get to a point where you want to do the whole process over again because it might be time from a swing perspective or a technology perspective.
Mm-hmm. And here's the thing is your old clubs, you know, if you're trying to get someone to get started in the sport, you can just hand those clubs down. They can get a feel of it. And then from there, after maybe, you know, whether they see if they're interested in the sport after a year, then they can get fit and they can get set up. You know, I had one guy, he literally came in yesterday and he wanted to regrip his clubs so that his daughter could use them. And I was like, okay, how old's your daughter? Making sure it's not like a junior mm-hmm. golfer or anybody, but now she's in her 20s. And I was like, okay, I think she can handle, because I was a little nervous that the shafts might be a little too heavy for her swing. Mm-hmm. But I don't know the details of her swing or anything, but I got them all regripped for him. And then he's getting her involved in the sport. And I'd say in a year from now, like if she's showing interest and wants to continue, I think that would be a good start of when she should get fit. Is prove to well, yourself and that I you think, want to.
I think an important part as well is understanding that you don't necessarily have to go full bag, full bore, mm-hmm. super expensive right off the get-go.
Yeah.
You can walk in somewhere where they sell used clubs and they will still fit you.
100%. I like how you mentioned
where you're
going to
save money. Yeah, exactly. Because
that's where you save money, is focusing on what shots you hit the most. And I'll be honest, mm-hmm. driver, putter, wedges. You said it best with putter and wedges. I had the driver because you're going to be driving. Oh gosh, what is it usually? At least 14 holes on the course or driver? Is that what the stats?
I think that sounds about right. Because I think there's
usually four par threes.
Yeah. Four or five. Yeah.
Yeah. So it depends on the course, but I'd say something about that. Like 14 of your shots are going to be driver. And then, if your wedge game, think of, if you're a good enough long driver, long drive, wedge, putter. That's all you need in the bag, right? That's what I tell myself, at least. But so yeah, just getting dialed in with those little clubs. And I can tell you wedges are probably one of the more important ones, because at least for my game, because that is what I need to work on. So I'm 100% with you
there. Well, and wedges wear down quicker too, because more shots are being taken from them and you're creating more spin because of the loft. So you're, and hitting out of bunkers more often with those clubs than anything else. So those are going to wear down a little bit quicker. And I mean, you'll see tour players, they probably go through multiple sets of wedges in a year because they hit them so frequently. So if you're a pretty consistent player in terms of playing around ish or so a month, or not a month, a week, if you play a lot, wedges might be something that you want to consider replacing about once a year, is what I've heard is the sweet spot.
Yeah. So yet again, where you are in your game, you know, if you're playing a lot or if you're not playing a lot, that's what determines how often you're getting refit for your clubs, or if you're wearing them down, you're trading in and getting something new. So I think that varies. And I think on our previous episodes, we also touched on some numbers to look at when you're in the simulators, and being able to get fit with a launch monitor and seeing those numbers. That's where I come into play. And that's where I'm like, okay, like, we need to understand, let's explain the numbers. This is what we like and don't like. So being able for you to educate yourself on like, oh yeah, this ball of light, and this is what I see when I go and I hit off a launch monitor normally, be able to bring that to the fitting and give that information to the fitter. It will only help you get fit for the right club to help your game.
Yep, absolutely. Well, and I think kind of the moral of the story here is pretty much if you're past the point of, I don't know if I want to play golf, let's try it. Go find somebody to help you find clubs that fit your game. Whether that be a used golf club store or a Golf Galaxy or a Club Champion, where you're going all out and really fine tuning the clubs that you're swinging and going through your entire bag. It's a good process that you will be very pleased with the results from.
Definitely. We want to see happy people on the course. We want to have a fun time playing the game. You know, that's it. It's a game. Okay. We're here to have fun. Yeah. We want to beat our own scores and we want to beat everybody in our group and do all that. But you know, I think it brings it back to the game. And if you want to do well and have fun, you can start with a fitting.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, this is a quickie episode here, and I hope we convinced you to get fit, to fit or not to fit. So I think you should get fit, but it all depends on where you're at. So hopefully the next time you guys listen to us, you have gotten a fitting in.
It'll be worth it. 100%.
That's Janine's guarantee. Okay. Janine's guarantee of 100%. Oh man. Well, we'll see you guys later.
Awesome. See y'all.